You're listening to SBS News.
It was a long-awaited meeting for the federal government as debate continues on a referendum to enshrine an Indigenous voice to Parliament in the Constitution. Minister Linda Burney says her government is committed to the Uluru Statement and a voice to Parliament, along with closing the gap of Indigenous disadvantage. She's shut down suggestions that this agenda could hinder any closing the gap strategy as leaders work towards reducing health differences with non-Indigenous Australians.
We believe the way forward, particularly with issues to do with First Nations people and a number of other social issues, is not to come in over the top of states and territories. There are competent, good people both in the community sector and the government sector. On these issues, I think it is the role of the Commonwealth to work with jurisdictions to get an outcome.
Minister Burney says data collection is critical to analyse how Indigenous communities are tracking and to know whether targets are being achieved. Pat Turner is the Chief Executive of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. She says the reform should include making sure services support First Nations communities.
For government institutions like hospitals, police, youth detention centres, out-of-home care, all of those places must be culturally safe and culturally respectful in their dealings with Aboriginal people. So they have to be reformed to achieve that.
Pat Turner is calling for an inclusive and collaborative approach from all governments to make progress together.
What is important, though, is that the First Minister's departments in each jurisdiction take a key role in ensuring that every agency across the government understands and fulfills their respective responsibilities under Closing the Gap.
And a program is being launched to train hundreds of First Nations healthcare staff so they can fill gaps in the workforce. Indigenous Health Assistant Minister Malandiri McCarthy says First Nations people deserve to live rewarding long lives. And she emphasised the pursuit to enact a voice to Parliament can happen alongside closing the gap.
We can ensure that we lift the standard of living for First Nations people in this country, and we can see a referendum come forward for a voice to be enshrined in the Constitution.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.